Calvary, to save a wretch, like you and me. He cared about you that much. Say, Jesus went to Calvary to save a little wretch just like you and me.
To Calvary, to save a wretch.
want to tell you.
Lord, I worship you.
I worship you.
Come on, give him praise today. Amen. As they demonstrate, he's not dead. He's alive. This is Resurrection Sunday. We ought to be excited. Jesus got up from the grave. Hallelujah. Let us stand to our feet. Amen. As we invite the Holy Spirit in. Amen. Because he is alive. Amen. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Come on, help me. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Say it again. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Yeah. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. You know what? Can't sing right until you come, Lord, in this place. We can't sing right until you come, yeah, in this place. We can't sing right until you come, Lord, in this place. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. One more time. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Yeah. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Give him praise, give him praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Reverend Kitchen is gonna come. Amen. With our invocation and our scripture at this time. All right.
Every head bow, every eye close. Again, our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you now. Thank you for just another day. For this is the day that you had made. And you had told us to rejoice and be glad in it. And now, Lord, here we are on this Resurrection Sunday. Father, the day that we celebrate your getting up out of the grave, having all power in the palm of your hands. And we say thank you right now. And now, Lord, as we come to worship you, fix our hearts and fix our minds and come into us, Father, and pour into us your Holy Spirit. Come now, Holy Spirit, sup with us, manifest your spirit within us. Bless your preached word and bless Pastor as he comes to give us your word. And Father, let your word continue to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Bless now the choir, the musicians, our ushers, the deacons, mothers, members, and friends. That we all be on the same accord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We say amen, amen, amen. Come on and give God some praise. Amen. We're going to ask Evangelist Pimpton if she would come and give us our morning scripture. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. In the book of Philippians, chapter 3, and starting at verse 4, he says, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecution, the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, be made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count it not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal unto this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same thing. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Give the choir a hand as they come. Lord. How many know there's none like him? Come on, somebody ought to know there's none like him. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We give him all the praise and all of the honor. Amen. To all of the reverend clergy in the house, to the officers, to the mothers, usher, saints, and friends, first lady, and family, and to all of those who are listening in. We welcome you here this morning to our worship service. Amen. We come to let you know there's none other like Jesus. Amen. Because he is the one that saved our souls. Got up early this morning with all power in his hands. Hallelujah. I wonder, do you have that power inside of you? You can only get it through a relationship with God. So don't fool yourself. You can try and judge me if you wanna. Don't like the things that I do. But there's only one that matters. That is your relationship with Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I just feel it this morning. Spirit of the Lord is here. Our young people kicked us off with their speeches. Let's give them another hand. Amen. If you were not here, you missed it. Praise God. Praise God. I was in the back listening to them. They did a great job. Praise God. Then our praise team. Hallelujah. Amen. They blessed us this morning. Give them a hand if you will. Glory to God. This is Resurrection Sunday. Amen. We come to bless the Lord. Amen. We want to thank all of first of all, thanks Reverend Kitchen for putting together such a great program on last Friday evening, the last seven sayings of Christ on the cross. And our speakers was awesome. Amen. And we just thank God for them. They blessed our souls. Amen. It was a wonderful, wonderful service on Friday evening. So we thank all of you that came and supported on Friday. Now, next Sunday, if you would, put it on your calendar at 4 p.m., Friendship Association that we belong to, Friendship Association Congress, will have their annual service here next Sunday at 4 p.m. And we ask that you would please come. Don't let company come to our house and we're not at home. Amen. They picked us to host it. They usually do it on Saturday, but because of the pandemic, they had to make some changes. And so they're doing it next Sunday at 4 p.m. So let us welcome them as they come by showing up. Amen. Praise God. So we hope that you will please be a part. Thank all of you for your tithe and your offerings. You've been so good, and we appreciate you so much. We ask that you just stay faithful. Amen. If you can, join us in our Bible studies on on Tuesday morning at 10:30, and then at Wednesday at 6 p.m., and then our prayer service, conference prayer service, we have at 7 p.m. on Saturday evening. And so we ask that you just join in with us, because where there's unity, there's strength. Ain't that right? Amen. And if it ever we need prayer, it is now. Amen. Because things are really getting bad. You know, as I look at the news, and here I get these Amber Alerts about kids being kidnapped, you know, and kids being killed. We need to get on our knees. Amen. We need to repent. Amen. That God will hear. Amen. And forgive our sins and heal the land. So we ask you, just take a little time out on Saturday evening, if you can, at 7 p.m. You can get the link from our website that lets you know exactly how to tune in and be a part of our prayer service on Saturdays at 7 p.m. Amen. All right. God bless you. Continue praying for all of those that are on sick and concerned list. Amen. Sister Lola Jackson, as she recovers from surgery. Sister Jarita Clark, remember the Stewart family. Amen. Let us pray mightily that God will heal them. Amen. And get them back to normal. And all the rest that is on our prayer. Pray for our seniors. Amen. Some of them are getting old in age now. Amen. But we know God is a God that stayed with them when they was young, and he'll stay with them when they get old. Come on, somebody. Amen. Let's keep them lifted in prayer. Amen. I'm going to ask this morning, because it is Easter Sunday, all of our visitors, please stand. All of our visitors. Praise God. All of our visitors. We just want to see you. Amen. Just want to see you. Praise God. Praise God. We welcome you here. Thank you so much for coming to visit with us. We're so happy to have you. We pray that you will come back and be with us again. We're just a traditional Baptist church, so if we ain't running all over the place like some folks do, amen, just know that we are traditional Baptists. Amen. God bless you and God keep you is our prayer. Thank you so much. All right, let's get ready for some more good music. Good to see our preachers here today. Y'all stand up, let them see you. Amen. All our preachers. Amen. 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 Good to have you. Good to have you. Amen. Amen. All right. All right. All right. This choir singing? All right. God. This fire only burns when you have a relationship with God. See, if you don't hang out with Jesus, you think we're crazy up in here. But believe me, if you spend some time with Jesus, you'll know what this joy is all about. Nobody would have to ask you to clap your hands. Nobody has to ask you to wave your hands. Because it'll be deep down in your soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless God. Amen. If you just feel like it, give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Bless God, bless God. We thank the choir for blessing us this morning with that. Amen. In the book of Philippians, I mustn't keep you too long. Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 10. Bless the Lord. Philippians 3, verses 7 through 10. But what things were you gain to me? Those I count loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dull, that I might win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Now here's the key verse. That I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Praise God. You might be seated in the presence of the Lord. Father, we thank you for just being God. You so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. As we come this morning, take these lips of clay of mine, use them for your glory, that your people might hear a word from heaven, might be blessed, might be saved, might be delivered. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Just want to leave this thought with you. Experiencing resurrection power. Experiencing resurrection power. These are the instructional words of Paul, letting us know about the resurrection power of God that should be at work in our life. Yes, the resurrection of Christ was a spectacular event. It happened over 2,000 years ago. But it is still has power for today. Christ wanted us to live in the resurrection power every day. He didn't just get up for nothing. He got up for us to be filled with his power. Now, experiencing this power, you must first know Jesus. The resurrection of Christ is the one central point of Christianity. The resurrection was an amazing event. Wouldn't it have been nice to have been there on that day? Just to go to the tomb and see that it was empty. What would we believe? Or would we have doubted? We all agree that the resurrection was a powerful event that changed the course of history. But today, I want to bring it down to where we live. How the resurrection power, amen, impact our life. What do you mean, preacher? Well, the Word of God serves several purposes. It reveals who God is. It reveals who man is. It reveals what God wants to do in and through man. The resurrection is not an event that just happened long ago and now is over. In other words, it is not just another history lesson, although it was an event that took place over 2,000 years ago. The power of that event is still working today. The power of that event is tied up in the person of that event, Jesus. It is all and always about Jesus. It was his obedience that brought about this event. Philippians 3:10 lets us know, I gave up all that inferior stuff so I could know Christ personally, experience his resurrected power, be a partner in his suffering, and go all the way with him to death itself. If there was any way to get in on the resurrection from the dead, Paul says, I want to do it. Paul says something very unique. He says, I want to experience his resurrection power. I want to have that power working inside of me. I know I got some obstacles coming before me. I know people are going to talk about me. I know somebody's going to scandalize my name. I know sickness might take over my body. I know I'm going to be in prison. I need that resurrection power. Yeah, to get me through. Experiencing, we know that experience is the best teacher. The actual participation in something or the direct contact with something, that's experience. Amen. This is the purpose of the message this morning, that we may all be like Paul. Begin to experience resurrection power in our lives. Oh, when you get it, you can sing. When you get it, you can pray. When you get it, you are studying. When you get it, love will come. When you get it, peace will come. When you get it, comfort will come. You need it inside of you, that power that holds you in the time of trouble. We must ask ourselves what this resurrection power is. Yes, it is a converting power. Let me try to help you here. You see, man has a problem. And this problem is sin. Disobedience to God. He made the rules, whether you want to accept it or not. It doesn't change the truth. Amen. God is the sovereign one. Everything works according to his plan. The Bible makes it clear that man's disobedience separated him from God. Genesis, Adam and Eve, and Romans 5:12. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men, because all sin. Don't you see, brothers and sisters, we are all born in sin. Amen. We, as in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But I heard in 1 John 1:8 says, if we claim to be without sin, you're on your own. We deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in you. You ain't all that in a bag of chips. Sin separated man from God. There was nothing we could do to change the problem. Our works our desires, nothing of ourselves could bring us back into relationship with God. What could solve this problem? Well, I'm glad you asked. The answer is in Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. He came to earth, lived a sinless life, gave his life, and was resurrected all to bring me, to bring you back into fellowship with the Father. Notice, if you will, through his resurrection, we have been given the opportunity to be changed and to come back to God. Not come back to him is like not come back to a parent that has been perfect in every way. But if you want you to come back, just know if any man be in Christ, yeah, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. And behold, all things will become new. Don't let your friends entrap you. Don't let them entangle you with your past. Let them know, since I met Jesus, there have been a change in my life. Tell them the things I used to do. I don't do as much anymore because he's made a change in my life. Philippians 2, amen, 1 through 10, and I don't mean to hold you long, but Paul says, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, which you used to live when you follow the ways of this world. They're the rulers of the kingdom of the airs, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. Amen. All of us also live among them at one time. In other words, we all were sinners at one time, gratifying the craving of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But, but because of his love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive in Christ, even when we were dead in transgression. It is by his grace that you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realm in Christ Jesus. Somebody ought to shout right there. In order that in the coming ages, that he might show in the comparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace. Somebody say, by grace. You have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is a gift from God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So I testify today. I don't know about you. The reason I can praise him, the reason I can lift him up, because when I was lost, he found me. When I was blind, he gave me sight. When I couldn't see my way, he brought me out. I thank God for his amazing grace. And because he converted me. In other words, a changed state of mind. When we come to Christ, we're still a person just like everyone else, but we have a different state. We have been saved. Our life is different. We do not live as everyone else live. Yes, to be converted, all we have to do is believe, confess, and receive. Repentance is the name of the game. For God so loved the world. You know the rest of the story. Amen. He made us conquerors. Amen. Through his power of resurrection. Somebody say, I am a conqueror. Amen. I am a conqueror. I can subdue. I can win. I can overcome. Because the forces of God is inside of me. You got to understand the devil is on your trail 24 hours a day. That's why John says in John 10 and 10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and to destroy. Amen. These are the tools that the devil uses. But there is one that says, I come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. Well, I don't know about you, but as I began to look over my life and see where God has brought me from and realize the fact is nothing but the blood that cleansed my soul. The Bible declares that in 3 days, Jesus got up with all power in his hands. Is there anybody here receive that power to deliver, that power to heal, that power that keeps you? You ought to turn to your neighbor and say, he got up. Did he get up in your spirit? Why did he get up? He got up because I was lost. He got up to give me forgiveness. He got up to give me salvation. He got up so I wouldn't go to hell. He got up so I wouldn't act foolish. He got up with all power in his hands. All my sins are washed away. I become a new creature. I have a better life now. Somebody said I was messed up. Couldn't help myself, but Jesus stepped in. He cleaned up what I messed up so I could start my life over again. Do I have a witness here? Somebody said he got up. Did he get up in you? I've been arrested by Jesus. I've been arrested by Jesus. He knocked me down. He let me know I was nothing. He took me. He changed me. He washed me in his blood. And because he got up, I come to tell you, my life have changed. Is there anybody here can say today, I've got hope for tomorrow because Jesus got up in my life. I'm no longer captive. I've been delivered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, he got up in my life. I don't hate like I used to. I don't lie like I used to. I don't go places that I used to go because he got up in my life. He washed me. He cleansed me. He made me whole. What I like about it, he gave me joy. He gave me peace. He gave me happiness. Somebody can lift your hands and say, the power, the resurrection power of God is inside of me. He made me whole. You ought to tell somebody, this old man has faded away. in Christ Jesus. You ought to look at somebody and say, don't judge me what I used to do. But right now, the angels are taking me to a new level. Is there anybody here want to go higher in the Lord? Wants the power to have the Spirit dwelling inside of you, that when folks try to pull you down, the power will pick you up. The power will be your friend. The power will keep you. The power will hold you. You ought to tell somebody, thank God for the resurrecting power. Yeah. Yeah. Don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. Don't you be one that's always sad and bitter. Jesus got up to change your mind setting. To know no matter what your situation is, you are an overcomer. You've got the power to tell Satan, get behind me. For it's written, man shall not live by bread alone. It's ready, it's ready, it's ready, it's ready for you. For you, you, and you. You don't have to look at your neighbor, shout. When you get this power, you will shout for yourself. Yeah. Maybe you need to look at your neighbor and say, what's wrong with you? Hallelujah. Just tell him I'm acting crazy. Because he's been good to me. Yeah. He's been good to me. Anybody know he's been good to you? Anybody know he's been good to you? Through all of this pandemic, he kept you. Anybody know he's been good to you? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Just raise your hand one time. That's the power of Jesus. Huh? The songwriter says, I can't even walk without him holding my hand. The breath that you breathe is by his grace and his mercy. Glory to God. I want to offer Christ to you today, because this, I ain't trying to pick on nobody, might be the only Sunday you come to church this year. But this can be your opportunity to get Jesus. See, you can get saved. It's not necessary that you be in these four walls, but you can get saved no matter who you are or where you are. And even if you don't want to join this church, the main thing is you get Jesus. That you don't leave here today without Jesus. He's available. He's available. Will you receive him today? The door is open. Those desiring to come to Christ, we invite you to come right now. Come right now. Those who want to receive Christ, come right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Don't let it be said too late. God wants to take care of you right now. Right now. Hallelujah. Come right now, right now, right now, right now. Right now is your time, it's your time. Come. Come unto Jesus. Won't you make that step? Won't you make that step? Won't you make that step? Now is a good time. Now is a good time. Mother, if your children are afraid, take them by the hand and bring them down. Don't let them leave here today without Christ. You want the covering of God to be over your children. It's your time. 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 God wants to save you. That's why he died on the cross. Won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come? Praise God. Praise God. These are my grandchildren. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There'll be another one today. Come on, come on. Don't leave here without Jesus. Don't leave here without Jesus. Come on, come on, come on. Let this be your day. Let this be your day. Have the assurance that if you don't wake up in the morning, you know everything is going to be all right. You know the world that we live in. Drive-by shootings. Somebody shooting in your house. Shooting in your car. Crazy folks at the mall shooting. In the subway station shooting. You need to make sure that you have eternal life. Or won't you receive him? Won't you receive him? Let it make, let it make. Yeah. You're lame. Or maybe you're not here. Maybe you're in your car. Maybe you're in your home listening to our broadcast. And you want to be saved. I want you to simply do this with me.
While you
pray this simple prayer. Dear Lord, I come to thee. A sinner that needs to be saved.
Come on.
Please forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. Praise God. Thank you. You might be seated. Praise God. We have those that have come today to receive Christ. Let us hear our clerk. Praise God. Oh, this is a happy time. This is a happy time. Praise God. Amen. You believe in Jesus? You believe in Jesus? You believe in Jesus? You believe he died to save your soul? You believe that he rose that you may have eternal life? How long are you willing to serve the Lord? All your life. Praise God. Praise God. What church y'all want to join? They said New Hope. Praise God. All right. I want you to repeat after me. Bow your head and close your eyes. Say, dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me that I might do your holy will. Amen. You are saved. Praise God. You are saved. Amen. Praise God. Amen. On the first Sunday, we will be baptizing. Amen. And these and the ones that join at the early service will be the first in over 2 years to be baptized. Praise God. Praise God. If you would, go with our counselors, and they're going to get some information and give you some. Amen. Let the church say amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. It's been a good day. Amen. If not for you, it is for me. Amen. The day that my grandchildren gave their lives to the Lord. Amen. That is a blessing. Hallelujah. How many remember the day you got saved? All right. All right. Amen. Most people don't remember. Glory. That's a high time. That's a high time. Amen. God bless you. Y'all enjoy the choir today. Hallelujah. Boy, they sing. They sound like that heavenly choir. Amen. Give our musicians a hand, if you will. Amen. All of these ministers and deacons and mothers, amen, our ushers, give them a hand, our sound technician. Give yourselves a hand. You've been a lovely audience. Amen. We thank you for being here. We hope that you will come again. Amen. Let us stand as we get ready to leave. Amen. But okay, if you have not given your offering, as you leave, they will have a basket in the back. Amen. I'm sorry. Our pastor's aide president has a quick assistant, Bryce. Amen. All right. Very quickly. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. This is a special announcement. We have a special occasion coming up on next Sunday, in which for the 7:30 and the 10:45 service, it is the birthday of our First Lady, and we are happy. And because of the pandemic, we are asking everyone to have a love offering. They can either drive through and drop it off, or they can come in and put it in the vestibule box. Any gifts that you may have for the First Lady.
Bring that baby down here. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So New Hope, let's just show up and show out for our First Lady. Amen. And show her that we appreciate her and that we're glad that she's a member of our family.
Amen, amen, amen. Bring that Griffin baby down here. Amen. Look at here, look at here, look at here. Praise God. All right. Isn't she a new baby in the family? Somebody say hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. That's Deacon Griffin and Deaconess Griffin, grandchild. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All right. All right. Now, very, very quietly, just look at somebody and tell them I love you. It's very... very quiet. Come on. Come on. Tell them like you mean it now. Tell them like you mean it. I love you. Yeah. I love you. All right. All right. Great. Now, just in case some of you might not know who the First Lady is, just raise your hand. Amen. Amen. Somebody came to me the other Sunday and said they thought that this was your wife. I said, well, I better introduce her again. So. I can't afford but one, y'all. Hallelujah. Everybody say it. Everybody say it. Yeah. Everybody say it. Everybody say it. Yeah. Everybody say it. Yeah. Everybody say it. Amen. Can y'all just do me a favor? I just want to encourage them and invite all of you parents to get your children involved. Give our praise team, our praise dancers, another hand. Amen. If you want your child to be a part, amen, just see Deacon Sams, he's our Sunday school superintendent. Amen. I'm sorry. This is George. Cassandra George. I'm sorry. See her. Amen. We want you. We're trying to get our children back. Amen. Because they've been away, and so we want to get them involved. You know, some like to dance, some like to sing. You know, and some might just want to say a word. Amen. We want to encourage our children. They are a part of the church. And we want them to be involved. Amen. Amen. So we want you to exercise your talents so that you can give praise and glory to God. Amen. All right, we're going home. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest through and about us now, henceforth and forevermore. Let every heart say, Amen. God bless you. Have a blessed week. We love you. Love you, Mama.